Dr. Paula here. This session, we're going to be focusing on the present moment. You can begin by closing your eyes and taking a nice cleansing breath. Inhaling and exhaling. That's right. Imagine a flickering candle. It's right in front of you. As you watch the flame dance, let your breathing sink with its rhythm. Each inhale draws in relaxation, and each exhale releases tension. Breathing in and breathing out. Again, breathing in, relaxation, and exhaling tension. The gentle flickering becomes mesmerizing, drawing your focus. As you're entranced by the candle, your mind is drawn into a deep state of relaxation and receptivity. As you enjoy this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be, and in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking, and you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice. If there are any outside noises, like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention and you can enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position. Moving around to make yourself more comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. Imagine that you are standing beside a gently flowing river. It's hot, and you take your shoes off and step into the river to enjoy the cool waters. As the water swirls around your feet and your lower calves, you are aware that the river is in constant motion. It's early fall, and the tree by the river is beginning to lose its leaves. As you are enjoying the water gently rolling around your feet, you see a leaf fall into the river, and another. Each one is quickly caught up in the natural current, gently floating further and further away from you. Imagine placing your worries and distractions on the leaves as they fall into the water. Watch as the river carries them away, leaving you with only the present moment. You know, the past is gone, and it is beyond your control. And the future is uncertain. It hasn't arrived yet. The only moment that you can directly influence is the present. By being fully present in the moment, we can better direct our attention and efforts to what truly matters. Embracing the opportunities for growth, virtue, and contentment that are available. The great Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius reminds us to never let the future disturb you. According to Marcus, you will meet that future, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. If you think about it, The present moment is the only time there is. No matter what time it is, it's always now. The wise monk Thich Nhat Hanh said, "The present moment is the only moment available to us, and it is the door to all moments." When you listen to the ticking of a clock, each tick is a reminder of the present moment, a fleeting yet precious gift. Let the sound keep you anchored in now, freeing you from concerns about the past or the future. When you recognize that you are anxious or stressed, you might remember the story of the monk and the butterfly. Let me share that story with you now. A Zen master was meditating in a garden when a young disciple approached him, visibly distressed. The disciple said, "Master, my mind is restless and troubled. I can't find peace." The master gestured to a nearby garden filled with colorful flowers and butterflies. He said, "Observe the butterfly among the flowers. It flits from one to another, seemingly without a care. Yet it doesn't dwell on the past flower, nor worry about the next. It's fully present in each moment." The disciple watched the butterfly for a while, its graceful movements captivating him. Gradually, he felt his own restlessness ease. The master continued, "Just like the butterfly, your mind can find peace when you learn to be fully present in each moment. Let go of the past and the future and immerse yourself in the now." The disciple nodded, a glimmer of understanding in his eyes. He realized that the key to peace was to embrace the present moment, just as the butterfly danced from flower to flower, fully engaged in the beauty of each one. Oprah reminds us that living in the moment means letting go of the past and not waiting for the future. It means living your life consciously, aware that each moment you breathe is a gift. You can help yourself be present in the moment, gently tapping your fingers together and feeling the rhythmic touch. Each tap brings you back to the present. It's a tactile reminder to fully experience each passing moment. And you can do this several times a day. It's time now to return to your day. I will count upwards from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you will be fully alert and fully present in the moment. 1, noticing the air and the sounds that surround you. 2, wriggling your toes and your fingers. And 3, feeling alert, calm, and content because you are fully present in this moment, and you will practice being fully present in this moment by tapping your fingers several times over the course of the next few days. Take care.